I'm okay.
Okay, I'll talk louder. I think it's on. You want to try the other one?
Low battery.
Okay, try.
That's one more.
We try to avoid this kind of thing usually.
Try it. Can you talk?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm talking. Okay. Good evening again. My name is Gary Newgard. And let me look around a little bit. I see some familiar faces, and it looks to me like most of the faces I see, I don't know.
大部分我看到的脸我都不认得.
Which is a surprise to me because I am here every week. I've been here every week for 20 years.
过去20年我每个礼拜都在这个地方.
So, but I feel bad because I have not reached out to the Saturday congregation before.
我感觉有点糟，因为我从来没有接触这些礼拜六晚上的这些弟兄姐妹们。
So I apologize, and I hope you'll forgive me, but maybe all I ever needed was an invitation.
希望大家能够原谅我，我之所以没有来呢，只是因为我没有人邀请我。 Sorry about not inviting you. You are invited since now.
Thank
okay.
you.
Every
thank
week you have
okay.
to show up.
Okay. So, I grew up in San Mateo. Everybody knows San Mateo. And I graduated from UC Berkeley a long time ago.
我从小是在 San Mateo长大, 然后我是 UC Berkeley毕业的.
When I went to Berkeley, it was very cheap. it was... You won't believe it, but it was $175 each quarter.
Wow. 很久以前我在 UC Berkeley 念书的时候，那时候的学费还很便宜，每一个 quarter 只要175块美金.
So I wish it had been that cheap when my son was going there. But
当我儿子要念大学的时候，我很希望还是一样的便宜，但是可能没早就已经不是那么便宜了。
So I grew up in this area, and I graduated. After I graduated, I left this area for 25 years.
从大学毕业以后，我就离开了这个地方，湾区有25年之久.
And after I moved back from Hong Kong with my wife Rena, who I hope everybody knows, I came to Home of Christ about 20 years ago.
20年前，我跟我的太太 Rena， 就是刚才介绍的这一位哈，跟我同一天生日的，从香港搬回到湾区的时候，我们就进到这个教会。And
I think it was only about a week or so after we came back from Hong Kong that a sister in this church, who I don't see tonight, invited us to an evangelistic meeting.
当我们从香港搬回来一个礼拜之后。 就有一个基督之家的姐妹邀请我们参加一个福音的布道会。In
that weekend, we heard the gospel, and we accepted Christ, and we believed, and we've been saved ever since.
那一个礼拜，我们接受了主，我们认识了耶稣，我们接受了福音，从此之后我们就成为一个基督徒。And
the first few years in Home of Christ in the 大堂。 We sometimes my English is not so good. I listened to bilingual preaching every Sunday, but it was different. It was instead of English to Chinese, it was Chinese to English.
刚回来的那几年，我们参加基督之家的这个国语敬拜的时候呢，那个时候也是双语的频道，不过那时候是从中文翻到英文。
And so I understand how difficult the job of translator can be.
我知道翻译这个工作是多么的困难。
And I appreciate my brother Jason doing it so much. And I appreciate his wonderful work and his service in this church.
谢谢立长老这个。
OK, 我下一次用中文。感谢你，感谢你。But anyway, Jason's an old friend, and I hope I make some new friends tonight with you.
立长老跟我是老朋友了，但是今天晚上我希望能够结交更多的新朋友。
Tonight I want to share with you one of Jesus' parables that I think Elder Jason introduced, the parable of the great banquet.
Yeah, 今天晚上想要跟大家分享的就是刚才立长老所讲到的这个大宴席的比喻。
So will you pray with me first?
我们从一开始先做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are and for your creation and for your plan for our salvation. We thank you for your word that you've given us in the Bible. And we thank you that we can trust everything that is written in the word. We ask you to help every one of us to live according to your word, and that you will help us all to overcome our sinful natures. Tonight, open our hearts and our minds to listen to the words Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and apply them to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
天父，我们赞美你，因为你伟大的创造跟奇妙的救赎。我们感谢你赐下圣经给我们你宝贵的话语。我们感谢你，我们可以信靠你的真理，也求你帮助我们每一个人爱你的真理而活。求你也帮助我们克服我们内心的罪恶的本性。求你今晚带领我们打开我们的心门，能够倾听主对法利赛人所说的这宝贵的教训，并把他们应用到我们的生活当中。如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
阿门。So, if you open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 15.
请我们打开中文圣经，在路加福音的第十四章，从第十五节开始。Gary 会念英文，你们可以跟他一起念英文。
So I'll read the whole paragraph in English before we look at it in detail.
Yeah, Gary 会来念英文的部分，我们不需要重复中文。
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Sorry.
大家可以看一下你的中文的圣经。
我抱歉，
没关系。
So Jesus was in Jerusalem, one Sabbath day.
在一个安息日的一天啊，耶稣在耶路撒冷城中。
He was eating at the home of a prominent Pharisee.
他在一个有名望的法利赛人家中吃饭。
And one thing that Luke's gospel reminds us of is the wide range of people that Jesus would socialize with.
路加福音提醒我们，耶稣经常跟社会当中的各个层面的人接触，从法利赛人到税吏到病人等等不同阶层的人。
So Luke 5 gives us a good example of this.
路加福音的第五章也告诉我们一个类似的描述。
I'll just read this in English and you can follow along. Then Levi, this was the original name for Matthew, and held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So Luke 14 says that at the home of the Pharisee, Jesus was being carefully watched.
在路加福音十四章第一节那边说到安息日耶稣到一个法利赛人家的首领去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
Presumably he was being watched by Pharisees because this was a Pharisee's dinner.
他理所当然的会被法利赛人所窥探，因为这是法利赛人家的一个晚餐。
But it was a Sabbath and he performed 7 miracles on other Sabbaths and this made the Pharisees furious.
耶稣总共在安息日行过七个神迹，而这使得法利赛人非常的不高兴，因为他违反了安息日的条例。
Jesus was violating their Sabbath laws, but they could never argue with him. He always caught them in their hypocrisy.
耶稣违反了法利赛人在安息日的规定，但是法利赛人很难跟他争辩，因为耶稣总是在他们的伪善、假冒伪善当中抓住了法利赛人的一些漏洞。
So here at this dinner party, there were experts in the law, they called them, waiting to catch Jesus sinning or blaspheming.
在这个法利赛人家中的晚餐当中，这一些人都是所谓的法律专家，他们等着在抓耶稣犯罪或者是亵渎神的一些把柄，以至于能够进一步的能够抓住他，能够把他定罪致死。
At the same dinner party,Before Jesus told the parable we're looking at tonight, he told another parable about a wedding feast.
在今天经文的前一段经文是讲到一个有关于婚宴的比喻。
And when he finished, one of the Pharisees' guests blurted out in verse 15, he said, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God."
在这个比喻的最后一句，也就是路加福音的十四章十五节，宴会中的有一个宾客脱口而出，对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”
Now this seemed to be an overly pious kind of a comment from this dinner guest.
这个评论可能有一点过分的敬虔虔诚。
But it was the perfect transition for Jesus to go directly into another parable.About eating.
但也是因为这一句话，这个评论使得耶稣引领这一段的讨论到下一个我们今天要讲的这个比喻当中。
But what was this man ranting about? Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God.
但是这个人所讲的这一句话，神国里的宴席到底是指的什么意思？
The kingdom of God was one of the central images in that Jesus used in all of his preaching.
神国里的大宴席是耶稣讲道中许多个讲道当中的一个核心的信息。
In the Gospel of Mark, the first thing that Mark recorded that Jesus ever spoke was this: "The time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news."
在马可福音中，耶稣所说的第一句话就是在马可福音一章十五节说，日子满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
The kingdom of God is the rule of God through Christ in the world and in heaven.
神的国是什么意思呢？是指的通过基督，神的 统治在天上跟地上完全的掌权。
But what is the feast that he is talking about in the kingdom of God?
但是指的神国里面的大宴席到底指的是什么意思呢？
It is the great celebration where one day on Mount Zion, the holy mountain, all of God's people will fellowship and worship with God.
这指的是一个伟大的庆典。有一天在神的圣山锡安山上，所有关于神的子民都会在一起团聚敬拜，并且在神国里面享受这个大宴席。
The book of Revelation speaks about the wedding supper of the Lamb of God in the end times.
在启示录的最后面讲到了，在末日中有一场羔羊的婚宴，在那一个婚宴中的晚餐。
And 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah said this about the great feast.
在主耶稣降生前的700年前，有一个先知叫做以赛亚，在以赛亚书说有描述下面的这段经文。
Isaiah 25 verse 6 says, On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples.A banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines.
在以赛亚书25:6说到，在这山上，万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘设摆宴席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒摆设宴席。
So every Pharisee and teacher knew exactly what Isaiah was speaking about.
每一个法利赛人和当时的拉比都知道以赛亚书所写的是什么。
And they assumed that they would automatically have seats at the table of this great feast in the kingdom of God.
他们也认为他们会自动的成为那场宴席当中的宾客。
After all, they were the teachers of the law, right?
毕竟他们是教律法的老师。
And they knew the writings of the prophets.
他们知道先知书说中的著作是什么意思。
They presumed that their work as teachers and Pharisees guaranteed them seats at the table.
他们以为他们法利赛人式的道德行为会保证他们能够参加这一场宴席。
And what Jesus would tell them tonight in this parable would shake up their lives.
而耶稣在刚才我们所念的比喻当中，绝对会颠覆。他们的想法。
You know, eating is definitely the theme of this evening at the Pharisees.
吃饭是今天晚上这个比喻当中的这场的主题。
Jesus told a parable about a wedding feast first, and now the dinner guest comments on the feast in the kingdom of God.
耶稣在这场晚餐当中讲述了一个有关于婚宴的比喻，之后又开始讲了神国里面的大宴席。
So this is a perfect time for Jesus to tell the parable of the great banquet.
所以这是一个绝佳的时间跟地点来讲述这一个比喻。
So let's look more closely at this parable and what you and I can learn from it.
我们再次的仔细的观看这个比喻当中有什么我们可以学习的。
In verse 16,Jesus responds to the man's comment about eating at the kingdom of in the kingdom of God.
16节是耶稣回应15节那个客人所宣称的祝福。他首先描述了一场盛大的宴会的邀请。
He first describes the man the invitations to a great banquet.
他说到有一个人摆设大宴席，邀请了很多的客人。
Verse 16 and 17, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, Come, for everything is now ready. We don't know how many guests were invited, but verse 16 tells us there were many. So clearly this was a rich man.
我们不知道到底邀请了多少个客人，但是16节告诉我们有很多的客人。表明这个宴会的主席主人是一个非常有钱的人。
He was probably one of Jerusalem's kind of social elite.
在当时的耶路撒冷城当中，他可能是社会当中的精英。
A rich man living in the midst of mostly poor people in Jerusalem.
在近东的文化当中，我们知道，耶路撒冷住了很多的穷人。
And I think it's important to understand a little about the culture of the ancient Near East.
了解这段经文的背景的文化，对于我们解读这个经文非常的重要。
The tradition for a large banquet like this was to send double invitations.
像这样的大型的宴会，传统上我们会送双重的邀请。
First, to a list of guests in advance.
首先是通知这些客人，提早的通知他们。
Giving them time to respond yes or no.
给他们足够的时间来回答会参加或是不会来参加。
So the host has plenty of time in order to order food and do his cooking because he's ordering animals that have to be slaughtered and cooked.
所以主人有足够的时间来订购这些食物，特别是有关于一些牲畜的这个宰杀跟烹煮。
This was not the kind of party where if there were leftovers, you could just pop them into the ice box.
这不是一个非常随性的这种的party。如果你有很多的剩菜，你就把它放到冰箱拿出来请请客人就算了。
So this is why the guests all had to respond far in advance.
所以客人也知道他们必须提前的回复主人 RSVP。
The second invitation went out the day of the banquet, as it shows in verse 17.
而第二次的邀请会在宴会的当天发出，就是我们读到的第十七节。
So the servants ran around the town to every person that was invited and made the announcement that the banquet is ready.
所以仆人们在城里面跑来跑去，通知所有的客人说：“嘿，宴会已经准备好了。”
And it was presumed that if you said yes to the first invitation, that you would honor your commitment and come to the banquet.
所以在常理之下，如果你第一次已经答应了主人的邀请，你将会尊重你的承诺，而且第二次你会立刻的来到赴宴。
You know, in our Western world, the culture has become so casual and informal. A host will probably forgive you if they invite you to a banquet and you decide you don't want to come.
在我们目前现今的西方的文化当中，我们是变得如此的随意跟非正式。一个宴会的主人，他可能会原谅你，如果你临时改变了主意。
But there is one exception.
但是有一个例外。
If you get a written invitation that says RSVP, then RSVP, by the way, is French. If you don't know it, it's répondez s'il vous plaît. It means please respond.
如果有一个例外，就是你如果收到的是书面的邀请，比如说是参加婚宴，或是生日，或是周年纪念的话，而且标注了 RSVP 这是个法文。
So it means you better show up.Unless you're having a baby or you're deathly ill.
这个的意思是说你最好会出现，除非呢你自己生病或是你正在生小孩。
If you don't show up, then it's a great insult to the host, and you cannot refuse it.
如果你在最后一刻退出的话，对于主人来讲是一个很大的羞辱。
But this is exactly what happened in this parable.
但是这是正好就是这个比喻里面告诉我们所发生的状况。
The host was a rich man and probably powerful, so he expected everyone to attend his banquet.
主人呢不但有钱，而且是一个有权势的人，他希望所有的人受邀的人都能够来参加他的婚宴的宴会。
This was very important to him, and the servant unfortunately came back.With bad news.
对他而言，这是一件非常重要的事情。但是仆人带了坏消息回来。
There were, believe it or not, there were many of these guests who said they could not attend.
你信不信？很多人说他没办法参加。
In fact, the rejections were unanimous. There, everyone said no.
奇妙的是，所有的回应。异口同声地说我们不能来参加拒绝了这个婚宴宴席。
beginning in verse 18, but they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.
众人都异口同声的推辞，从十八节开始，第一个说我买了一块地，必须去看一下。
Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.
第二个说我刚买了五对牛，我要去试一试，请你也准我辞了。
Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come.
另外一个说我才刚刚结婚，所以我不能去。
So what kind of people would reject this invitation to a banquet?
所以这些拒绝要参赴宴的人到底是什么样的人呢？
Verse 18 says the invited people unanimously. The verse says they all alike in English. All alike means unanimously said no. They made excuses.
这十八节告诉我们，这个字 unanimous 是指的通通都一样，他们都是异口同声的拒绝了这样的一个邀请。
Remember, they had all said yes to the first invitation, and now they all had bad excuses for rejecting the second invitation.
请大家记着，这是双重的邀请。这些人第一个邀请的时候，他们都说都接受了，但是现在通通都改变了主意。
And this was not just a matter of rejecting a nice meal, like saying, I ate too much for lunch. I don't feel like going to your banquet.
这不是像普通人之间，我们说啊，我吃不下了，我吃太饱了，我不能再吃这个精美的食品了。
The rejection symbolized a much more serious thing, a deeper insult, a rejection of the host himself.
这个拒绝象征了更深层次的一个意思，是羞辱，并且拒绝了主人他自己。
So Jesus gives us these 3 examples, but there had to have been many more because nobody came.
可能有更多的人用不同的原因拒绝，耶稣只给了我们的三个例子。
And they're such bad excuses, they are actually funny.
这些理由都非常的糟糕，近乎有趣。
The first man says he bought a farm and he has to go see it. So how many people buy land without looking at it?
第一个人说他买了一块地，他不得不去看看。我不晓得我们中间有多少人，你在买一块地之前从来不去看的。
And since the banquet was in the evening, why couldn't he go look at the land in the morning?
因为这个宴会是在晚上，他为什么当天早上不能去看呢？
Bad excuse number one.
非常蹩脚的理由。
So this man represents people that are so fixated on their business that the business takes priority over their relationship with God.
所以这个人所代表的是人们非常注重自己的事情，胜于把这些事情优先于他们与上帝之间的关系。
So the second man says he has to try 5 yoke of oxen that he just bought.
第二个人说他必须试一下刚刚买的五对牛。
A yoke is 2, so it's actually 5 pair of oxen.
所以一个轭是指的是一对，所以他指的五对就表示说他买了十头牛。
So what kind of a man would make an investment like this before he saw what he was buying?
什么样的人会投入这么大的一笔资金，在他们连看都没看之前就决定要买了呢？
If he already bought them, couldn't the inspection wait until tomorrow?
如果他已经买，难道不能等到明天再去检查这些牛吗？
It's like buying 10 used cars without seeing them.
就好像你连看都没看就买了十台二手车一样。
So this guy, in a similar way to the first guy,He is more interested in his worldly affairs than he is with his godly affairs.
所以这个是说明第二个人所代表的是他对于世俗的事情的关心度高于他对金钱对神的事情的关注度。
Now the third man's excuse seems a little more reasonable at first. He just got married.
第三个人听起来的借口好像比较合理一点，因为他刚刚结婚。
But marriages in the ancient Near East, they were planned far in advance.
但是在近东那个时候，近东的文化当中，婚姻必须提早的计划。
Even now we do this. We send out wedding invitations far in advance.
即便在今天，婚礼的邀请是在婚礼当天之前，很早之前就会寄出。
So this newlywed, he knew the wedding date. So why would he have accepted the banquet?
他明明就知道他哪一天要结婚，他怎么会一开始还会先接受了这个大宴席的邀请呢？
So another dumb excuse.
这是又是另外一个愚蠢的借口。
Yeah, some commentators say, well, these are reasonable excuses.
有一些注释书说，也许他们的借口是合理的。
You know, things happen, things come up in our lives, and they change our plans.
就像每天都会有一些突如其来的事情发生，改变我们的生活计划一样。
But they had days or weeks.To plan for this banquet.
但是他们有几周甚至几天的时间来改变他们对于这个大宴席的这个事情的计划。
You know, we all have reasons for that reasons that get in the way of our obedience to God.
就像你我一样，我们都有很多的不同的理由阻挡了。我们顺从神的道路。
But the difference is, these people who were invited to the banquet, they all raised up their voice together against the host and refused to attend.
但是不同的是，这一些拒绝参加大宴席的人，异口同声的拒绝了这个声音，拒绝的这个声音，就好像是个阴谋一样。
So it's almost like a conspiracy.And it sounds like they're sending a message of contempt for the host.
听起来他们正在送给这个邀请的主人送了一个藐视的、蔑视他的一个信息。
Have you ever rejected God by making excuses?
你有没有曾经找过一些借口来拒绝神呢？
You know, you're all here tonight for reasons that every one of you individually knows.
我们今晚在这个地方，你自己知道为什么你会在这里。
And we all have bad excuses for not coming to church and for not putting our faith in God before we became Christians.
我们都有各式各样的理由不来到教会，因为我们没有把我们的心建立在神的里面。
And we know that going to church doesn't mean that we are saved, but it's the way to salvation because this is the place that we hear the gospel.
去教会并不等于你已经得救了，但是这是一个得救的途径，因为在这里我们可以听到神的福音。
And it's the gospel that saves us and changes our lives.
也是因为福音能够拯救我们，改变我们的生活、生命。
I've invited people to church before and heard a lot of excuses.
我曾经也邀请过很多人来到教会，但是他们的拒绝的理由是无穷无尽的，各式各样的。
The list of excuses is endless. It includes, I'm working late, I've got a date, I've got to watch the basketball game, or I mow the lawn on Sunday,Or I don't like organized religion. So many excuses.
有各种各样的借口。我工作的很晚，我要约会，我要看篮球赛，我要推草坪。我有各式各样的事，我要买车等等。
And I'll share with you that I was one of those people for most of my life.
我跟你分享，我就是那一类的人。在我生命中的大部分的时间，我就像这些人一样。
I was invited over and over, but I rejected him every time.
一次又一次的有人邀请我来教会，但是我差不多都是拒绝了他们。
During my 20s and 30s, I knew who God was because I went to Sunday school for my entire childhood, but I didn't have a relationship with God.
当我童年的时候，我就知道，我就参加教会的主日学，我知道神是谁。但是到了20岁、30岁的时候，我还是没有跟他建立任何的关系， 我不认识他，因为我没有跟他有保建立一个良好的关系。
So I left home for college, and I was feeling like I didn't need God.
我上大学，我离开家，我感觉我并不需要有神。
My excuses for rejecting him were no better than these three men's excuses.
我拒绝神的理由并不比刚才那三位代表性的借口好到哪里去。
I was too busy studying in college. I was too busy moving from one state to another. I was too busy trying to be rich and famous in Los Angeles. Okay.
在大学里面，我忙着学习。大学毕业之后，我就忙着事业，忙着致富，忙着成名。我从这个州搬到那个州，最后搬到了洛杉矶。
Then I moved to Taiwan, and I was too busy designing buildings and getting married.
然后我搬到了台湾，我忙于我的建筑师设计的这个事业，然后我跟瑞娜结婚。
So the middle 30 years of my life, I never set foot in a church, even though I grew up in church.
所以在我生命当中的三十年，我从未涉足过教会。即便我从小是在教会长大的。
And you know, I very often, for the last 20 years, I often think, what if even one person had invited me to church during those 30 years?
我常常在想一件事情，如果在这生命虚度的三十年中，有一个人邀请我去教会，会发生任何改变吗？
Or what if my parents sent me to the youth fellowship every week.
或者是我的父母把我带到青少年的这个团契当中。
Would I have accepted God's invitation and put my faith in Jesus earlier?
我会不会因此就更早地接受神的邀请，而且相信了主，接受了他的救恩呢？
I will never know, but all of us have to remember that we have non-Christian friends who need God.
我不见得知道这些问题的答案，但是我相信我们所有的人都要记住一件事情：你的非基督徒朋友，他们都需要神。
And they might be just one invitation away from salvation.
他们离救恩可能就是一个邀请之遥。
For me, it wasn't until my wife and I moved here.And our friend invited us to 基督之家 that I heard the gospel and I believed it.
对我来说，直到我们搬到了这个地方，通过一个朋友的邀请来到了基督之家，我听了福音，我相信了，我接受了，我得着救恩。
So we'll finish this parable with verse 21. The last four verses describe how the master of this banquet reacted when he learned all the guests he invited rejected him.
这个比喻的最后四节经文，当主人听到了这个他所邀请客人拒绝他时，他的反应是怎么样？
The servant came back and reported to his master.
Then, 这些仆人回来告诉他的主人。
Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
主人听了很生气，吩咐仆人说，去吧，走遍大街小巷，把那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的，通通领过来。
Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there's still room.
仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，但是还有空位。
Then the master told his servant, go out to the country roads, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full.
主人对仆人说，你到路上去和篱笆那里勉强人进来坐满我的屋子。我告诉你，先前所请的人没有一个人得偿我的宴席。
I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
先前邀请的人没有一个人得偿我的宴席。
The master was angry.
主人显然很生气。
And he said, fine, the banquet's ready and I'll just invite replacements.
他说，得了，宴会已经准备好了。
He invited a very different class of people to the banquet.
我们来邀请不同的客人吧。
As Jesus told this parable to the Pharisees, they must have been shocked to hear the kind of underprivileged kind of losers they would see that they were worthy to sit at the great banquet.
当法利赛人听到耶稣说这个比喻的这段的时候，当他们听到这些贫穷的、失败的、不配的这些人能够坐在神国的宴席上的时候，你可以想象他们内心的震惊。
The first replacement call was just normal down and outers.
有两批更换的客人，第一批的人是一些中下阶层的人，如同穷人、残废的人、盲人跟跛脚的人。
The poor, the crippled, lame, and blind. People that you could say were just down on their luck, but they could bounce back.
你可以说这一群人只是运气不好，但是也说不定什么时候他们的好运就回转了。
And when the servant couldn't find enough of those, he had to go to the outside the city walls where the people were rough and tough, and maybe thieves or prostitutes or major sinners.
当仆人找不到足够的人坐满座位的时候，他不得不走到城墙外面，到那一些非常rough and tough, 就是比较极端的，可能是小偷、妓女或是一些罪人。
This picture gives you a sense of what the verse talks about.
这个图片告诉我们这一段经文所讲的一个画面大概是这个样子。
In our world, the equivalent would be homeless people, people that live under the bridges, or people people in crack houses.Or in the ghettos, or just really people that we normally would not invite to our homes.
在我们的世界当中，这些人可能是相当于居住在一些桥下、无家可归的流浪汉、街友，或是在贫民窟当中住在一种破烂房子的穷人。这些人，大部分我们不会邀请他们来我们家里面坐的这些人。
So as I conclude this parable.All of Jesus' parables have one main point.
我要为这段的比喻下一个结论，就是耶稣所有的比喻都有一个重点。
This parable is a warning against becoming complacent, against presuming, like the Pharisees, that because you're privileged, or you're wealthy, or you're smart, or you're powerful, or even if you're just busy, you have a good excuse to ignore God.To skip church and to do nothing to serve.
这个比喻其实是一个警告，反对那一些自以为是、自认为自己是法利赛式的这种信仰。就是说，如果你有特权、你有钱、你有权势、你很忙碌，你就有充分的理由去忽视神，去不去教会、不去服侍上帝、不去帮助别人。
The original guests.In the parable, had so many reasons for refusing their invitations.
在第一批的客人当中，他们找到了好多的理由来拒绝主人的邀请。
But none of them were good.
但没有一个是好的理由。
Wealth and knowledge can be stumbling blocks, making us lose sight of the gospel.
财富跟权势可能是一块绊脚石，使他们看不见福音。
And if People assume they will sit at the table with the Lord one day only because they are wealthy or powerful, like the Pharisees. But they don't live lives that are pleasing to God, or they reject Him until it's convenient. They will be like the first group of guests. And Jesus said, I tell you, not one of these who were invited.Will get a taste of my banquet.
如果人们认为因为他们有钱有权势就可以跟神住在一起而不跟神坐在一起在天国当中的宴席中而不需要活出一个与救恩相称的生活或是直接拒绝他的福音那这些人就像主耶稣在这个比喻当中的所说的第一批的客人一样第二十四节告诉我们中间没有一个人会尝到他的宴会
You know, just a few days before this dinner in Jerusalem, people asked Jesus, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?
就在这个比喻之前的前几天，在耶路撒冷城里面，有人问耶稣说，是不是只有几个人能够得救呢？
And Jesus answered them with another parable.
耶稣用了另外一个比喻回答他们。
There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places in the feast of the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last.
在路加福音十三章二十八到三十节，你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神国里，你们却要被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来在神的国里坐席，只是有在后的要在前，有在前的将要在后。
We all have friends and family and coworkers who believe they don't need God.
我们都有一些亲人、朋友、同事，他们认为他们不需要神的救恩。
They say they're basically good people.
他们认为我们就是个好人。
Or maybe they're too busy.
也许他们太忙碌了。
God doesn't compel anyone to accept his invitation.
神从来不强迫人去接受他的邀请。
In the parable, remember that the master doesn't send the first group away. They don't want to come. They reject his invitation.
记得在比喻当中，主人send了邀请给第一批的人，但是这些人拒绝了邀请。
Remember, when we continue to refuse God's invitations, God doesn't condemn us to eternal suffering. We condemn ourselves by rejecting Him.
我们要记住，当我们拒绝神的救恩的时候，神并没有把我们丢在永火当中，是我们自己拒绝了要他的救赎。
So I ask tonight that you tell the people that you love, that God loves them, and He is waiting for them.
在最后，我想要告诉大家，你要告诉你身旁周围的人，神爱他们，你也爱他们，神正在等待他们。
And remember, as I said before, your non-Christian friends might be just one invitation away from salvation.
就像我之前所讲的，你的这一些非信徒的慕道朋友们，他们离救恩可能就只差一个邀请。
Will you pray with me?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we admit our weaknesses and our sinful hearts, and we thank you for inviting us to be your children despite our unworthiness. We trust in your power, the power of your love. We trust in your promises, and we ask that the Holy Spirit.Continues to change every one of us to look more like Jesus every day. Give us the courage we need to speak the truth in love to our family, friends, and neighbors so they will never reject your invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，我向你承认我们的软弱跟我们的罪恶。感谢你邀请我们成为你的儿女。尽管我们不配，但我们相信你的爱有力量。我们也相信你的承诺。你的圣灵继续的来感动我们每一个人，让我们看起来一天一天更像耶稣。求你也给我们勇气，能够向家人、朋友、邻居来传讲你的爱，来传递你的邀请，以至于他们不会永远的拒绝你的邀请。我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。谢谢 Gary。